Okay, up next we have Loretta Kegler-Crawl. Loretta has over 12 years experience strategically administering human service programs in a range of organizations. She is the director for the MAP, is it called MAP or MAAP? Massachusetts Statewide Asthma Coalition, and is also Healthy Schools Project Director for the BHHSC, a Boston Coalition of Asthma Stakeholders. She has oversight for developing, implementing, and evaluating local community strategies that address asthma-related health disparities. She has her bachelor's from University of Michigan and her master's from Cambridge College. So up next, Loretta.
Good afternoon, and thank you, members of APHA. My name is Loretta Kegler-Crawl, and I'm with Health Resources in Action. We are the umbrella organization for the Boston Healthy Homes and Schools Collaborative, and we were funded in 2010 with a U.S. EPA Children's Environmental Health Grant to start the Boston Healthy Head Start Initiative. And this is a capacity-building grant for ABCD Head Start staff and families, building their capacity to reduce environmental health hazards in Head Start childcare facilities in underserved Boston neighborhoods and in the homes of Head Start-enrolled children. And you're going to have to bear with me because I may lose my notes over here. The topics that I'd like to cover in my presentation include an overview of the Healthy Head Start Initiative, a discussion of the health issues at hand, a discussion of the goals that we have for this initiative, the strategies that we're using to address these goals, how we measure success and progress and the results of our evaluation, and how we hope to sustain this work through policy development for Head Start centers in Boston. And then we have a few photos we'd like to share. I say we, I mean me. So the Boston Healthy Head Start Initiative is a partnership. It's a partnership that includes Boston Healthy Homes and Schools Collaborative, MassCosh, which is the Massachusetts Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health, and the Action for Boston Community Development and Head Start and Children's Services out of Boston, Mass. I'm going to attempt to read the notes here. And just to give you a little bit more information about the partners, MassCosh has been bringing together workers and allies to organize and advocate for safe, secure jobs and healthy communities throughout Massachusetts for 35 years. MassCosh's role in this initiative is to provide technical assistance around the policy development for Head Start centers. Action for Boston Community Development, ABCD, is New England's largest human service agency and operates 25 Head Start centers in Boston and has a strong collaborative relationship with HRIA. And together we improve on efforts around environmental health options for children in Boston. And just a side note, kind of how these partners were determined really had to do with the fact that the Head Start centers are not only educational environments for children, but they're also the workplace for staff. So we wanted to be sure to include MassCosh because it is a workspace, and we wanted to partner with ABCD Head Start because not only is Head Start focused on educational outcomes for youth, but they're also focused for advocacy and building skills around advocacy for parents and parent education. So we found that these were the ideal partners for this initiative. The issue. So health disparities among Boston residents with asthma. I've officially lost my notes. So low-income families in Boston bear a disproportionate burden of disease, and at the same time, they lack the resources to address the contributing environmental health hazards. So to address these disparities, there's a need for structured support for systems and the policy chains that can improve indoor environmental health conditions. So again, the Healthy Head Start Initiative is just a two-year grant, and we wanted to ensure that within this grant there is the ability to sustain the impact that we have. And the only way to do that is through policy development within the Head Start system. And so we wanted to make sure that not only are the folks who are affected by the problem able to be a part of the process that changes the structure and Head Start, but we wanted to make sure that they were able to actively participate. So the initiative began in its first year with providing education, and the second year is focused on policy development. And we do this in alignment with the EPA Tools for Schools framework, and the Tools for Schools framework really centers around creating environmental health committees for staff and students in schools. And we were able to apply that framework to the child care environment. And the Head Start environment is very predisposed to that kind of framework because they are so focused on parent education and staff and parent advocacy. So again, the Healthy Head Start initiative addresses the unique vulnerability of young children to environmental exposures by empowering Head Start program staff and Head Start parents and caregivers to implement and sustain strategies that reduce exposure to air pollutants, environmental tobacco smoke, pests and pesticides, and other asthma triggers or environmental factors that cause or exacerbate asthma, allergies, and other respiratory problems among small children. So we're now in year two of the grant, but I just wanted to take a step back to year one of the grant and tell you a little bit about how we were able to provide education to about 90% of the staff at ABCD Head Start centers. Because they are so focused on staff education, they dedicate one day a month to staff training and professional development. And as a partner, they were willing to give us that day to provide environmental health education to staff. So in the first year of the grant, once a month, we convened about 90 Head Start staff members and provided them with education and training around the core principles of the Tools for Schools framework. So we focused on kind of introducing them to Tools for Schools and how the environment is connected to health outcomes for the youth that they serve and the families that they serve. And we also wanted them to be able to make this connection to the home environment. The Boston Public Health Commission has been very proactive in addressing smoke-free housing and have many resources in place for families in Boston neighborhoods, and we wanted to increase their ability to access these resources by not only just kind of letting them know that they're available, but by bringing Health Commission staff into the health into the Head Start Center and making connections with staff so that there was a better potential that the referrals are made and that there's a personal connection. So what are our capacity building strategies? Our capacity building strategies center around staff education, family education, policy development, and connecting families with neighborhood-based resources. The Tools for Schools framework is centered around the creation and support for environmental health committees in schools traditionally, and we customize it for Head Start so that it is applicable to the child care center environment. So we wanted to make sure that staff are empowered, and we wanted to make sure that parents are empowered, and we wanted to make sure that they're working in partnership in these environmental health committees to implement the strategies that are a part of the Tools for Schools framework. Of course, we targeted the children as key beneficiaries, but again, we have MassCosh at the table, and it's very important that the staff, who usually have a longer tenure in these centers than the students, are also aware of the potential health impacts that the environment has in the centers on them, and that they are also understanding that they have rights too as workers, and that their environment should be safe at work. So again, we are an asthma coalition. Our focus is improving indoor air quality in order to reduce asthma triggers in the environment. So we try to the extent that we could, couple environmental health education with asthma education. So we partnered with Children's Hospital, and they weren't included in here because it's a separate grant. But Children's Hospital provided, if you will, the 101, the clinical education around asthma management, and we provided the 102, which is the environmental health education that connected the asthma triggers and the indoor air quality to the ability to control and manage asthma for young children. Measuring progress. So in year one, we really focused on providing education and training in environmental hazards for staff, parents, and caregivers at 9 Head Start centers. And they were targeted based on the data around asthma sickness in neighborhoods in Boston. We facilitated the development of children's environmental health committees. Again, that is kind of the focus of the Tools for Schools framework, that framework that brings parents and staff together in committees that address environmental health conditions in school settings. And then we worked with ABCD to develop and promote central environmental policies to all Head Start settings. So to the extent that we could educate staff, we tried to. But not everyone could be at our trainings, and not everyone can be a part of an environmental health committee. So in order to sustain the impact that this education will have, we needed to have some policy development in place so that the impact of this project lasts. And then we also wanted to, and we have, referred ABCD Head Start families of children with uncontrolled asthma to the Boston Public Health Commission's Healthy Homes Visiting Program, which basically does an environmental health assessment of the home environment. So after the first year, we did an evaluation, and they were basically done through pre- and post-surveys of participants in the educational workshops, and we found that there was an 86% increase in participant knowledge of children's environmental health hazards, and 96% of participants reported feeling capable of conducting a classroom assessment of quality environment, of potential environmental health hazards. We also included some quality assessment measures in the evaluation just to determine the level of engagement of participants, because in order to make policy change successful, there has to be buy-in. So we just wanted to ensure that participants not only understood it, but endorsed it and supported it and would share it with their colleagues. More evaluation results. 82% demonstrated in the training, not as a result of pre- and post-surveys, but we kind of asked people to kind of model the lessons of the training, and they demonstrated how to educate clients about the dangers of secondhand smoke to children and families. 94% were able to define secondhand smoke, and 100% of participants reported feeling capable of identifying evidence of pests and taking the appropriate steps to help minimize the presence of pests. So the focus areas of our policy development were tobacco-free environments, green and healthy cleaners and disinfectants, and integrated pest management. Policy development for ABCD Head Start centers. Again, we're focused on, in our policy development, tobacco-free environments, integrated pest management, green and healthy cleaners and disinfectants. So currently what we're doing is we have convened a committee that consists of parents, staff, and ABCD Head Start administrators. And we are evaluating existing green and healthy cleaning policies in order to improve policy and practice regarding the use of green and healthy cleaners and disinfectants in ABCD Head Start centers. And given the age of the population, there's a lot of compromise that has to happen, so it's been a challenge around getting them to go all green with their cleaners and disinfectants. So what we're doing right now is raising awareness for staff and parents about cleaning for health practices and less toxic products that are an option for them to use. We have conducted an inventory of cleaning products that are used in Head Start sites, and we're pleased to find that they are using basically no more than two cleaners in each site, which is very different than what we've experienced in Boston Public Schools. In the public school system, we found that every classroom teacher has a closet filled with whatever products they like the smell of. But we found that Head Start is a lot more consistent with sticking to one or two approved products, and that was very good for us to see. And then we've piloted the use of green cleaners in 8 different Head Starts. So we've taken a look at what they're using for disinfectants, and we've given them the option to use bleach less. It's tough to get them to move away from bleach. There's a lot of revision to state law that needs to happen with food contact and diaper changing surfaces, which is a little different than Boston Public Schools, but we're getting there. We've started with 8 pilot sites who are in the process of eliminating bleach as a disinfectant. And we are developing centralized green cleaning policy for outside cleaning contractors. They really don't know what comes into the centers at night with their contracted cleaners, so we've been developing a policy for outside cleaners in order for them to retain their contracts with Head Start centers. Integrated Pest Management. So Integrated Pest Management is the law in Massachusetts. All child care centers and schools are not allowed to use pesticides to address pest issues and are actually required to have an integrated pest management policy on file for their site. And most Head Start centers are grossly out of compliance with that law. And so we've had to do an audit of their integrated pest management policies to bring them up to speed and make sure they're in compliance. And it's not tough to motivate them with it being the law. Tobacco-free environments. We are taking a page from the Centers for Disease Control recommendation around tobacco-free campuses, which extends tobacco-free policies from the indoor environment to the outdoor spaces. And we have recommended around policy development for ABCD Head Start centers that they turn to tobacco-free campuses, which means they will have to negotiate with the landlords in spaces that they don't own. They now have to be concerned about their abutting neighbors, and they have to ensure that whatever buildings they are in, that the abutting spaces and the outdoor spaces also observe tobacco-free campus requirements. So currently, our focus to that end is really working with other partners. There's a huge movement in Massachusetts around smoke-free environments. Many of the local housing developments have transitioned to tobacco-free or smoke-free policies. The public housing in Boston, the public housing in Brockton, and the public housing in Springfield have all transitioned. These are the major urban areas in Massachusetts. They've all transitioned to smoke-free housing. But we also want to recognize and accept smokers where they are. We don't want this to be a policy that shames people into change. So we've partnered with the Institute for Health and Recovery, which is a Cambridge-based nonprofit organization that is providing some smoking cessation resources to families and connecting families to community-based smoking cessation resources. So we're not condemning smokers, but we are kind of letting them know the benefits of transitioning to a smoke-free home and also that their Head Start Center is a smoke-free campus. Just a couple images of the success that we've had. This is a storage area in the Dorchester Head Start. The tops of these storage closets had not been touched since 1982. We organized an end-of-year clean-out, and they are now clean outside and in. We also asked, recognizing that young children spend a lot of time on the floor and that a lot of the classrooms have carpets, we instituted the use of these booties, these foot covers, so that in any classroom with a carpet where there are young children, staff wear booties to prevent dust and dirt from getting into the room. Having a problem with that photo. These tricycles that are used in the spring were previously stored in the boiler room. It's not the cleanest place. Although they tried to clean them when they brought them out in the spring, there's just a lot of debris. So we found alternate storage areas. Very simple solutions. We went for the low-hanging fruit first. Again, we had to just kind of focus on the simple solutions. How do we increase communication about what's best? Simple signage. Let folks know what needs to happen. And we were very pleased that Head Start was also willing to invest. This is a cleaning mixing station, a chemical mixing station. These are very expensive to put in place, but it ensures that there is not an overuse of toxic chemicals. A lot of the measurement and a lot of the training for staff around cleaning with these toxic, potentially toxic substances just wasn't happening the way it should be. And so there's an added level of control when the Head Start Center invests in the mixing station like this. So thank you. And if you have any questions, I don't know if we should wait or if would you prefer? Okay. Any questions? Thank you. Yes.
Thank you so much. That was a great presentation. I have a
Absolutely. Well, this framework, the Tools for Schools framework, is applied to different settings and addresses other issues. We've had a tough time kind of integrating our focus on environmental health and asthma with the wellness agendas in Massachusetts. But, you know, it's clear that a prerequisite for exercise and a prerequisite to healthy living is the ability to breathe. So, you know, it's somewhat clear, but it's been tough. Boston Public Schools are required to have a wellness plan in place, and so we have been working with the Central Wellness Committee for Boston Public Schools to include environmental health in their health priorities. And to the extent that they can, they do. It is really up to the individual wellness committee within the school to determine that environmental health is a priority for them. In our statewide asthma plan, however, environmental health is a priority, and there are clear indicators around environmental health and asthma improvement. I don't know if that answers your question. Okay. That's it. Thank you.